interesting city, isn't it?
Yes.
And there's a little suburb called Sparks that from the sparkle of the casinos and stuff, they named it Sparks, that a lot of people live in and commute into town to work here. But it's kind of a quiet sleeper city kind of thing. A lot of people don't know about it, but it sure is set in beauty, isn't it? And you're going to see a little bit more of a touristy town when we get to Lake Tahoe. And also, actually it's different from here because it's all centered around Lake Tahoe, which is gorgeous. So we'll try and make sure you get some sneak peeks of that. But guys, remember, you're in a new state, and hopefully not just the physical state of Nevada, but that you're in a new state in yourself. You certainly have done the miles, and they certainly have been at work on you. Sometimes we're a little slow to catch on how fast we have changed and how strong our character is. Some of you have stepped up and up and up out of what you are used to being and who you are with your comfort zone. Some of you are still a little feisty. You don't want to kind of follow the rules. You don't want to be asked to do things. You look at me a little defiantly and I'm like, well, it's up to you, whatever state you choose to be in. But our hope is that you choose the state of grace. That's all from the heart, isn't it? You've had your share of light and shadows, and we'll use that metaphorically. You all know what those are symbols of. We'll go to the shadows first. When you just know it, you felt it. You didn't want to be here. It was trying to think of ways to get out of here or do something else. But thank the Lord for those states of lightness and brightness. And we just saw it right here. Happy birthday time. How fun. The miracle of all of this, guys, is that you realize you're in charge of you. It's your choice. Whatever you do, just know this. Nobody makes you do anything. You choose to smile. You choose to try. You choose to be stubborn and say, I can't. Are you half full or are you half empty? It's your choice to see that. That is what makes you incredibly powerful. So remember, the miracle is always to stay open and believe. Believe mostly in yourself. You are created in honor of all this marvelous universe's energy. It is there in you. When you're going up that hill today, be one with that. Notice the word hill. We don't have mountains anymore, do we? We just have hills.
Bumps.
Be one with that hill. Suck up its energy and strength. It's been here for thousands of years. It's cradling you. It offers its energy. Choose to use it. You may not be able right now to see your final destination. So think short. Think accessible destinations. Don't worry about the end of the day. Just worry about keeping up with that guy in front of you. But know that there is always light for you when you choose to see it, when you choose to see it in the next pedal that you take, in the next smile you give, or a good job to somebody in your group, or a big, woo! Yay, rah, we're doing this. Expect miracles. Expect them. You'll see them today. My hope is tonight when we talk that you can list at least two or three of these miracles. And a lot of them will be right in here in your heart. Love you guys. You're awesome. We are on the move. Enjoy this ride today. And don't forget to watch when we get closer to Lake Tahoe and see all that gorgeous beauty that brings people to that neck of the woods. At that point, we have how many miles to ride?
45!
Don't believe everything you hear.
Yeah.
All right? I just thought I'd tell you that.
We're to 60, guys. What? There's a little dog. dog in there, we forgot.
Okay, let's get your bikes and helmets and line up on the sidewalk here. We'll go and escort.
Who's group number one?
Somebody get
Matt
that.
Matt Man, where are we, where do we go? I mean, starting where? Going across the bridge back over there?
Back on first.
Okay, so
we need a couple big guys to get that water back.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like we got that road.
Right there, okay.
We'll just escort until we get out of there. Oh, yeah, that was it.
Oh, my God. It probably.